Morning, everyone. Today is April 25th, Tesav of Iyar. We are continuing with Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tov Samach Aleph Sif Dalid. And the topic of discussion is using soaked matzah at the Seder, as well as matzah bait together with chametz and folded matzahs. Let's start with the first one at a time. The Mechaber tells us in Siman Dalid, in the Siman Tav Samach Aleph, rather, Sif Dalid, Yoytzi Adam b'matzah shruya. A person can fulfill his chiyuv. We're talking now, the chiyuv of matzah is at Seder night by the Achilas Matzah, Nafikoyman, specifically the Daraisas by the Achilas Matzah. He can fulfill his mitzvah with matzah, which is soaked. He soaks the matzah. Just as long as this matzah is not falling apart, doesn't dissolve. But if a person cooks the matzah, he cannot use that matzah to fulfill his mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Yoytzi Adam b'matzah shruya, haynu b'diyeved. We're not talking l'chatchila. We're not saying person can lechatchila ideally go ahead and take his matzah and soak it. Who are we talking about? We're talking about a zakin lechayle shekashu loylecho matzah yivesha. A zakin lechayle who for them it's difficult to chew a hard matzah. Mutter afilu lechatchila lishrois matzah b'mayim. For them, it's even permissible lechatchila to go ahead and soak the matzah. Now he says the last word of the. He says there, b'mayim, specifically with water. And he clarifies, ach tzarech lizar shelo yeh shorei me'eis la'eis the kavash kemavushel. Be careful, don't soak the matzah for a 24-hour time period. Why not? Because soaking it for 24 hours is now like it's cooked. Kavush, says the Mechaber, in Simen Pei Zayin, in Yordea, that kovish is kimavoshel. So if it's soaked for 24 hours, it's like you cooked it. Which we want to make sure you don't do that. Matzah shruya, b'mayim, v'imutar lishrois, v'imutar lishroisa b'shar mashkin u'mei peresai b'marok, yesh deis bin apayskin. Now, whether or not one is permitted to soak it in other liquids, fruit juice, soup, this is a machlokes ben aposkim. We're going to see that one of the reasons why it is forbidden to soak it in other liquids is because we want to make sure you have the taste of the matzah. If you have taste of the other liquids, that's not lechem oini. That's not the poor man's bread. And he says as follows. Yesh, ayman das. There are those who say it's also to soak it in other liquids, lefisha hein mefigin es tam ha-matzah, because it takes away the taste of the matzah. Shenoisin ba tam ha-shalahen. It gives its taste. Let's say apple juice. So now what are you tasting? You're tasting the apple juice. Let's say wine. So it's a wonderful year of the wine, but that's not what we want. We want the matzah. Yesh, ayman dafko alide bishul mefig tam matzah. There's another opinion that says that only through the cooking, mevik ta matzah, it takes away the taste of the matzah, v'loy al deshriya, but not through the soaking. V'alkein, therefore, for a zokin or a chayle, an older person or a sick person who needs the matzah to be soaked, she'iyav sh'loy lecho matzah ha'shriya b'mayim, it's just too difficult, the taste of it is just too difficult to bear. For them, for Zakin or Chayla, they are permitted to soak the matzah in wine or in other liquids. I will share koladim shachal matzah shriya b'shar mashkin. But for other people, shachal matzah shriya who are eating this soaked matzah with other liquids, chutz mimayim except for water, lo yasi dechivasoi, they have not fulfilled their obligation. And they have to go back and eat a different matzah. Bein hakezayis shel birchas matzo, bein hakezayis shel afikoyman. They have to have another kezayis of real, bona fide, non-soaked matzo, whether it is matzo of the achilas matzo of the bracha or the kezayis of the afikoyman. They have to do it again. V'cholze dafka kishashoyre es hamatzo behen. This whole discussion is where we are literally soaking it. What about dipping it? I know what you're thinking, that it says in the Manishtana that you only dip twice. Okay, fine. Always exception to the rule. So what happens if you dip it in the turning the page. Rabbeinu Manoyach b'pshitus t'shari. Rabbeinu Manoyach, when the Rishayim tell us that it's permissible, not a problem to soak it. That's dafka kishishayra kizayis sholim b'yachad. Alam yashir prusos b'chusos mekizayis en yoytze b'ahen yidei chayvasoy. Did I skip a few words? I did. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I took my eyes off the page. The bazelon is batel tamatzo, because if it's just dipped into the liquid or other mashke, it doesn't take away the tam of the matzo, which is what we want. That's why Rabbi Manoich says that one can dip it into other liquids. V'da'oid, we have to know further that the madim ekelinin b'shruya b'mayim, this that we are lenient if it is soaked in the water, that's dafka kishesheira kezayis shalim b'yachad. Avol, that's only if you soak a whole kezayis at one time. Avol im yashir prusos p'chusos mekezayis, but a person soaks prusos, pieces that are less than the kezayis, eino yoytze b'hen yidei chayvosoi, person does not fulfill his chiyuv, im nishru kolkach, if it would become, the liquid would become white because of the matzah, then it's a sign that it's soaked too much, then it's not good. It does not have a status of lechem, meaning matzah, because it was soaked so long, for such a long time. The Beirarnu, we discussed over there, we explained, the Beirarnu Sham, the Imshayra Oyson, Zman Muat, V'loin Eslabein Hamayim Alideze, that if one would Shayra soak it for Zman Muat, for a small amount of time, V'loin Eslabein Hamayim Alideze, and it would not become, the liquid would not become white, Afilo Heim Pchusis Mekazayis Lo'av Mehen Shem Lechem, even if it's less than the size of kezayis, the amount of matzah you're putting into this liquid, it does not lose its status of the matzah, and you can fulfill your chiyuv of achilas matzah with it. The point is that if it still retains its toiras lechem, its status of a matzah, you can use it even if it's soaked in there. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan, you can fulfill your chiyuv of matzah shruya of your matzah if it's soaked, just as long as it does not dissolve. I'm bir locha. I'll just read you a few words from the bir locha. The bir locha tells us that just as long as it does not totally dissolve, you can fulfill your mitzvah. Sifkan luchav. However, if you cook this matzah, then you cannot use it. Bishlo, afilo im yesh b'chol psisa kezayis. Even if you have in each piece of kezayis, the gam yesh adayin toyer lechem aleha. It also has the toyer lechem. It has the form. It takes the status of bread. It looks like bread. Lefisha achar habishul nisbatal mimeno tam matzah. What's the reason why cooking it is not good? Because it removes the taste of matzah. We want to have the taste of lechem oini. Rekosu ha'achroinim delav dafka bishlo. It doesn't mean specifically cooking it. Bishlo du adin b'shori l'soich reischin. If you also soak it into hot water, that also would not suffice. Rafila also would not be good, and you cannot use that matzah for your mitzvah. Rafila b'klisheni yesh la'achmer d'lo l'shroisa im loy l'tzerich. Even in the klisheni, Yesh lahachmer we should be machmer not to cook it in a kli sheni. What's he saying? We should be machmer. Normally speaking, we know kli sheni is eina mevashel. Here we're saying in regards to this matzah that was soaked into the hot water of a kli sheni, and he tells the chozesh kishayatzeledes boy, it's still hot. That if the water person would touch this liquid, he would recoil his hand. He would pull his hand back. One still should not soak the matzah in that water. V'dafka b'mayim av b'mora kish l'hachmer b'chol gafni. Now this is specifically with water, but with soup, gravy, other liquids, one should be machmer in all situations if it was cooked in there. Okay, so basically to review, sif dalid.
Well, that'd be obvious though, because you already said it can't be colder, like
super. To review sif dalid, basically we're saying that one, if he b'di'evet, he can fulfill his chiyuv with matzah shruya. However, for zaken nechayla, it could even be lechatchila that they can use the matzah shruya. Just as then, the other discussion was in regards to the if it was with water or with other liquids as well, juices. That was another point where lechatchila, the water would be the best. But if it's difficult for Zakhn Chaylev, then they could use other mashkin, other liquids. Now we're about to discuss a halacha where, I say this is a little of a joke, but in all seriousness, you have to be careful how and to who you repeat this to. If you tell somebody that you can bake in the same oven matzah with chametz, they'll think you're crazy. At least they might think you're crazy. And that's exactly what we're learning over here now in Sif Hei, that a person is permitted to bake matzah in the same oven simultaneously with his chametz, or with chametz at the same time. And let's see the Mechaber right now in Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, "Im afu chametz im matzah." If you bake chametz with matzah, it's hard to say the words.
Is that right?
So im afu, if this was done, loy nesra. The matzah is not aser. Elim kei nagu b'chametz, unless the matzah touched the chametz. Now, even if the matzah touches the chametz, still you don't have to throw out the whole matzah. V'noytel mimokim shenagal kidei netilas mokim v'ashar matzah. Take off a certain amount, which we'll see how much that is, where the matzah touched the chametz, and the rest ashar is matzah, the rest of it is permissible. Says the Mishnah Brura Sifkot and Chafala before we finish the Ramah, because the Ramah will take us to the end of the Simen. And the Mishnah Brura says in Sifkot and Chafala, Im Afu, if one did go ahead and bake, once again, we're not recommending this. We're not saying this is how you should make your matzahs with chametz in the same oven. Afilo Toicha Pesach, even on Pesach, if there was chametz in the oven, and you're baking your matzahs, chametz im matzah, sifkon chabez, b'tanur echad, in one oven, afilu b'tanur katan, even if it's a small oven, v'sasum, and it's closed, v'machmirin, le'el b'simen tofnem zayin, soif sif aleph. Earlier, in simen tofnem zayin, at the end of sif aleph, we said that there's a concern of reicha milsa, reicha la milsa, whether the aroma is going from one to the next. And in Simen Tafnim Zayin, we said it does. It does transfer the taste over there. So over here, the question is, I have the chametz right next to it. How come the chametz is not affecting my matzah? Bikan Shari, over here we're saying it's permissible. The matzah is permissible. What's the reason for that? Why is a matzah permissible? The reyach pas iser, the pas heter e nechshav leklum. Because the reyach, the aroma from the pas, which is the matzah, the chametz rather, which is forbidden, does not give off anything to aser the matzah. It's so insignificant. V'hiskimu ha'achreinim lahatir b'zeh afilu hayiniloishin b'shemen oshuman. The achreinim agree even to permit the matzahs that were baked with shemen, with oil, or with shuman. What's the afilu? Even if they are baked with shemen or shuman, that one would think perhaps now I have this reyach which might be transferring and absorbing the taste of the iser of the chametz. We're saying no, it's also permissible. Mikamakim, nonetheless, Oisai Makoim Shoma Techomets Betan, that Sarah Hesek Kedei Lachshiroi. Now, we say, let's say, for example, on the right side of my oven, I have my chametz baking, or I have the chametz baking, and on the left side, I have the matzah. Once that chametz is removed, I can't just put my matzah and make matzah there. Like we learned in the beginning of Sif, in Sif Aleph over here, we had to kasher that oven. So the spot where the chametz was sitting has to be kashered. What about the rest of the places in the oven? Are we concerned that maybe chametz, the chametz spread out to other parts of the oven?
Well, they're in the same time, then we're not concerned. I thought you were allowed to cook them at the same time.
Okay, so that's what he's saying here. He's saying, but he really wants to clarify why we're not concerned. And he's basically telling us, since there's no reitav, there's no conductor. We need the liquid conductor. You're 100% correct. He said, if I could bake the matzah in there, of course, then we're not going to be concerned with all these parts of the oven. But he's explaining, why am I not concerned? Because there's no liquid.
Wait a minute. Suppose it's
in Sif Kadun Chav Gimel, that even if the matzah is noga b'chametz, touches the chametz, it's still permissible. It touches the chametz, the matzah touches the chametz when it's in the oven, when they're hot. You have to take off kedei netilas makoim. How much is kedei netilas makoim? Hainu ka'ovi roichav etzba agudol beinani. That is the thickness of the thumb. If you take your knuckle of your thumb, this first joint, this is how much you'd have to remove from the matzah. And they bring down here from the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Noah different opinions that the Chazon Ish would hold. It's 2.4 centimeters worth of matzah you'd have to remove. And according to Reb Chaim Noah, one would have to remove 2 centimeters. So if the matzah touches the chametz, take off around 2 centimeters worth of that matzah. Further in the Mishnah, there are those opinions that if this matzah was made on Pesach and it touched and it came in contact with the chametz to ask everything that ulafima shekosav agro b'sif kod niyot zayin ish l'hokol gam hazeh. The gro says one can be lenient. Now we are going to discuss a little different topic in the Ramah. The Ramah is going to tell us about folded matzah. What does it mean, folded matzah? So if I can draw your attention to my folder, my little papers over here. This is in front of me. For those who are listening, I just have some paper. And if it folds over, I'm folding over the paper, two different issues here. One is, if it's touching, the fold comes all the way to the other end, doesn't have to be a large fold, and it touches the bottom of the matzah. That's one issue. Another issue is when it folds over and it does not touch the other bottom part of the matzah. It's called matzah kefula, matzah which was folded over. So, the Ramah tells us, matzah shenizkablo betanor, matzah which was folded over in the oven, udavuka, and it is literally dovuk, so it's touching the bottom part of the oven. Up to the point where the fire basically did not cook it. That matzah kfula, the folded over matzah, is asr on Pesach. But the rest of the matzahs that are in the oven are permissible. The koydim Pesach, turning the page to the next part of the Ramah, the koydim Pesach, ein lesor rak mokoim devuka. And before Pesach, will only forbid the mokoim devuka, the place where the matzah is stuck together. Okay, let's clarify what this means in the Mishnah Brura. Sif kod nechav hei. The Mishnah Brura says in Sif kod nechav hei, when you have folded matzah devuka, on page 122. in that blue one there. Yeah. I will be ena devuka, but if it is not davuk, if it is not touching each other, mamish ein lesser. So if you have the matzah, once again, to demonstrate, I'm showing with my hand over here. Here's a regular piece of matzah. If it is folded over, but you see how there's a gap in between my fingers and my palm? So that means what we're saying is that the matzah is not touching literally the bottom part. So if it's not touching the bottom, even though it's folded over, it's not a problem. Ain't lesser. We will not forbid this matzah. Continues in Sifkat and Chaf Hei. It's around 7 lines up, 8 lines up from the bottom of the page in the Mishnah Berurah. Umikamokoim im loy karmu paneha de lamato b'makom ha-kefel v'afilo yesh loy sofek v'zez aser. There's another point we have to be aware of. That is the fact that the matzah, another sign to show that it cooked well, it baked well, is karmu paneha. Karmu paneha is when you see it baked well, I'm just forgetting the word. Basically, karmu paneha means that the matzah was baked, that it's crispy over there. It formed a crust. That's the word I'm looking for, formed a crust. So if underneath the fold it formed that crust, so here's my matzah, and I fold it over. But it didn't touch the other side of the matzah. Is this clear? Is this whole demonstration clear? Right? So if it has a gap, a space, and I will tell you, I saw this past page of at least two or three matzahs which were kafel. They were folded over. So if it did not touch the bottom, then we're saying it's not such a problem.
Right.
So we're saying that the point is, what are we concerned? We're concerned that the fire, it didn't bake underneath that area and there's still chametz over there. That's why we don't want to use the matzah which is folded over. So let's just read those words again. In Sifkan Chafei, Mekomokim loy karmu paneha de lamato b'mokom ha-kefel v'afilo yesh loy safek v'zez aser. Even if it's a safek, I'm sorry, it's aser. So if it did not form the crust, it's aser. If it formed the crust, it's mutter.
Is he still talking about what the Machaber was talking about? You're making matzah and chametz in the same oven?
Well, it's a different point now. Now we're discussing a different point now. We're discussing not baking the matzah and the chametz in the same oven. We're discussing, I have my matzah, I take it on the stick, right, it's folded over. I put it in, and when you flap it down in the oven, it hit something and it didn't fold, and it has a fold now. So now you take it out and you see it's folded over. So the concern is that didn't bake properly underneath it. And maybe there's some chametz there. Sifkat n'chavav. Ad she'en sholet shama eish, that we're concerned that the fire did not stay over there. The kevin she'nidvak ve'ein ha'eish yoch lishloit sham be'koyach lefois miyad chayishinon sh'adahachiv hachin ischamsa. So that's what he tells us, that the concern is that it was in the oven and it didn't bake well and it became chametz thick. Because if it's in a hot place and it's not baking because the fire is not getting there, not literally the fire, the temperature, so then it's chametz. Therefore, sikkan chavzayin, oisrin oisa, we say the whole entire matzah is forbidden to be used. Oisrin oisa kula, the kevin sha chametz mechuber b'matzah b'chatichas achas, b'chaticha achas, since the chametz is attached to the matzah in one piece, choyshishin shema nispamshi tam hechametz b'chol matzah. We're concerned that the taste of the chametz went to the whole entire matzah. So the whole entire matzah is forbidden. You cannot break off just that spot.
No, you got it.
Wait. Finish the sentence. I'll take your point. V'afal pi sheyesh b'matzah shishim negdoi, even though he has 60 times more of the whole entire matzah, here's my whole entire matzah, and I have one little spot that folded over. So maybe I should say that it should be batal b'shishim, nullified in 60 times more of the good matzah. So how come over here we're not saying that? Because we're saying here, when is he baking this matzah? He's baking this on Pesach. On Pesach, we don't say batel b'shishim. We don't say it's nullified of ratio 1 to 60. The smallest amount of chametz is usur. So therefore, right, on Pesach we say it's more severe, more strict. The smallest drop of chametz is forbidden, and it's not nullified with a ratio of 1 to 60 as opposed to before Pesach.
But before Pesach.
Toicha Pesach. Let's just see this over here, Sivkon Chav Ches, and then we'll take a break and continue in a minute, a few minutes afterwards. Toicha Pesach, but it's a loymar. Im ha'afiyo ha'yo toicha Pesach, dinoi, da'oz dinoi b'mashu. Like we just explained, that if this was baked on Pesach, then it is also b'mashu with the smallest amount. We'll stop here and continue in a few minutes with the Ramah as well.